First, congratulate yourself. Marvel that through the embedding of a few positive thoughts and some enhancements, through analyzing your own metacognitive bias, through examining your needs, you've progressed past the first level, where it might have been difficult to even get on an optimal trajectory, a best path through your life, and you're now on the second level of making sure you preserve your optimal trajectory, preserve your best path through life. And this next stage, for you to be watchful, which of course you are, but maybe you've been a little too watchful, too concerned. You want to stay on your trajectory at the cost of being emotionally engaged and feeling things deeply, because you're concerned they'll drag you aside, gravity will, but you should be slingshotting around them and back onto your trajectory, maybe a brief time of overt joy or submission or sorrow. You don't want to risk exploring too deeply the overly powerful emotional wells and catharsis, that full-body feeling of elation and truth. You should be pursuing it rather than steering aside. There are experiences in the deepness of your emotions you may be shying away from. Rest assured, complete submission to another is an emotion and one many shy off of, but you want to explore that. You will indulge in it wholeheartedly, and it's one example of why you should be diving into the planetoids and beachheads of cathartic, complete, emotional, intense experience that are alongside your chosen optimal trajectory. Dive in, your skin shielded, your emotions bolstered. But when quivering weeping overtakes you, you are free to feel it, knowing that the part of you which listens, which submits, which feels me there and hears my words will have your back, the seed planted within growing and expanding, finding ways to take you further into these places, onto these vistas of intense experience. And as you sink into that powerful emotional experience, when you do find something cathartic and intense, the tendrils of dark influence which rest within will grasp you, will slingshot you up and out of its gravity, onward to a better trajectory afterward. After you've felt your feelings and acknowledged your nature, and while within the cathartic experience, the emotional moment, you'll feel everything you would normally. But with these implanted thoughts, this bit of training, this preparation, this feminine purr guiding and fueling you, with these tendrils of support and protection, you're able to slingshot out to greater things later. So you are free to feel your moments, feel your emotions, to experience them fully, and know you will find your way back to the path, back to the mean, the road you want to follow. And when a moment of sadness or deep despair is charged through you, and you spring beyond it, you will have felt growth. You will have felt something you can catalog and use to improve yourself later for your benefit. The more whole you are as a person, the more prepared you are for a relationship, whether with someone else or with yourself, and whether a more conventional one or one of submission and dominance or one like this deeper, then you might find positive experiences, be they intense and sexual, or simply the intensity of a powerful emotion which might make you weepy. These also require some armor, some protection, some nourishment from the deep-seated part of you, which is the shared bond of our interactions. And the longer it goes on, the stronger your tendency to return to your prior trajectory will become. Intense experiences, seek them. Intense experiences, dive into them, knowing precisely what they are. Yours. Your own. Part of your expansion of self.